how do we fit these programs into the operational model? How do we do the right justification? How do we show our partnership with those other departments? How do we understand ops better so that we're not trying to take this square peg and fit it in a round hole? We're really food safety sales leaders is what we are. We're selling food safety every day. So we have to market ourselves and work on it and articulate it.
Welcome to Food Safety Unwrapped, presented by Sani Professional, a podcast for food safety professionals, food service operators, crew members, or anyone involved in the preparation, service, and delivery of food to the public. Join us as host Dr. Hal King, managing partner of Active Food Safety and leading industry expert in public health and food safety management, unwraps important issues, innovative ideas, and effective solutions from subject matter experts and thought leaders. Food Safety Unwrapped, presented by Sani Professional, is brought to you by Sani Professional, the food safety division of PDI, and the number one brand in food service wipes. Sani Professional simplifies the way you clean, sanitize, and disinfect at the table, behind the counter, and on the go. For more information, visit saniprofessional.com.
Welcome to Food Safety Unwrapped. Today, we're going to talk to a food safety business leader who is responsible for food safety in an enterprise food service business. We're going to welcome John Zimmerman. John Zimmerman has over 35 years of experience in the quality assurance and food safety field within the food processing, distribution, and food service industry. In this position, he serves as a brand protector and ambassador by creating, implementing, and maintaining a world-class end-to-end quality assurance and food safety philosophy that ensures that only high quality and safe food is served to all First Watch customers. This position is responsible for establishing food safety and quality standards and developing, implementing, and leading programs and practices that will have a direct impact on food safety, quality, customer satisfaction, and innovation. Welcome to Food Safety Unwrapped, John. How are you
Thank
doing
you,
in 2023?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me and for Sani Professional for sponsoring this. I'm excited to share some of my food safety perspectives and excited to see where 2023 brings us to improve public health outcomes.
That's great. Thank you so much for joining us today. You know, one of the things we're trying to do in this podcast is really highlight what the food safety leaders in the business are doing to ensure the public health, but also helping their brands and their businesses grow and ensure food safety for their customers. So let's unwrap food safety leadership today with John. John, let me just ask you this point blank. Why do you care about food safety?
You know, great question. As we all know, everyone has a role to play when it comes to food safety and reducing foodborne illness risk. It's also a legal and moral obligation. As technical professionals in this field, it's important to explain our why to help educate key stakeholders, especially when making changes to current processes or proposing new initiatives. From a business perspective, I am responsible for protecting the well-being of our customers and the brand. And for me personally, I'm very passionate about food safety and the continuous improvement process.
That's awesome. You know, I know we've known each other for so many years, and you know, I've known you in all those different roles from distribution to now food service, and also as a speaker and a participant in panels and food safety industry. You know, one of the things I love to kind of bring out of the food safety leadership in the business and the enterprises that we all have worked in is just trying to capture how you think and what you do and how you know to do it. Because you know, most of this is thought leadership. It's knowledge that no one's going to get unless we teach it to the industry, because it's not really taught in food science degrees or taught in universities. It's really taught in the business, you know, as you learn and grow and do that in the business. I'm going to kind of take you back to early days of your career where we are trying to uncover or unwrap this process that makes you passionate about food safety, then, you know, public health, and then also makes you passionate about doing this in a business. I mean, you could have, like me, you could have gone into a university. You could have done this, you know, in any areas, but you chose and got into the career of the food business. So tell me about your first job in a business, any business that you, where you first had a QA and food safety role. What was it that you did, and how did you actually come about that job? Why did you take it?
Sure. Well, my background's a little unique. I grew up in a family food business. You know, my father owned a German retail market and a small USDA sausage manufacturing facility. So quality, food safety, sanitation, and regulatory compliance, that was part of everybody's job while working there, regardless of your role. So I was accustomed to that at a very early age and took a liking to the food industry. After attending college, my first job was in a microbiology lab for a large food manufacturer, where I conducted finished product testing, including hold and release responsibilities. So, you know, right off the start and the get-go, with that experience and learning on the job, that was probably the first point in, that I had the responsibility in a food safety role.
I didn't know that about you. So was your prior education and training, I guess, sufficient to do that job, microbiology? I mean, we have a lot in common now. I'm a microbiologist.
Yeah. So my degree was in food processing technology. We did have a large pilot plant. We made many different types of foods, and part of that degree did include microbiology, chemistry, and sanitation. So I would say yes. You know, I had some initial training to perform the job of microbiology in that lab, but it also included additional training by the company. I've also been a strong advocate for ongoing professional development to achieve various certifications to stay in the forefront of those emerging trends impacting our business. But I think it's also important for us to know that we need to be practitioners in this field in order to keep up with the moving science and the regulations.
Yeah, you know, I think we have a similar background. My grandfather was in the seafood business, you know, had a city market down here in Brunswick, Georgia, where he worked with fishermen and shrimp boat folks that bring in seafood and ship it up to Atlanta. He owned, I think, two KFC restaurants. He was a franchisee, you know, and I didn't take that career. I took a career in medical microbiology. But, you know, I think that food business, you know, is kind of ingrained in our history, our family history. You know, with that said, and you took that job and you're doing now testing, which is very important, I think, to understand for the first tier of safety of whatever companies are doing. What made you feel responsible for the safety of food in that role? You were testing and things, but how did you take that responsibility and try to influence the business just with that kind of, I guess, not entry level, but that responsibility to ensure safety by testing?
Yeah, you know, it was great exposure to that side, especially working for a large manufacturer. It was overwhelming at first, considering the volume of food that I was responsible for, including, you know, hold and release. So, you know, making those decisions for that product to go into the marketplace for consumers, or the tremendous responsibility of deciding to discard and destroy that product because it didn't meet specifications, may have harmed a consumer, and you know, the cost associated with that for the company was on my shoulders as well, even though it was entry level position. So very early on, I was being trained in regards to that responsibility in the food safety role.
Yeah, did in that role, because I can imagine, you know, when you're in a business, making those decisions and going up to leadership and saying, we're going to take this product off the market and they know what it's going to cost. And you're kind of recommending that, you know, in your role, you know, if you were at the FDA and the FDA walks in, you have no choice, right? You do what they say, right? If you want to stay in business. But doing that internally, kind of like the same role, you're catching it before anyone else would, and then trying to get the business to do that. What did you learn in this role that influenced, you know, what you did, you know, and learned there that it actually influences what you do today in your business management?
Well, the first thing that I learned that doing what is right to protect the customer, you know, that's the ultimate goal. Having a strong code of conduct and ethics when it comes to food safety responsibilities, and being objective, non-biased in your decision making. Even in my role today here at First Watch, we have our own QA and food safety motto, and it's called "Do it right, sleep at night." And I think that's pretty important. So there's a lot of responsibility.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that. It's something we really do want to try to unwrap, is the business kind of, you know, with the foundation of integrity and making the right decisions. what drives us, obviously, is that integrity and doing the right thing. We do feel like we're in a role for public health. I know you have for many, many years in your career. But then we've got to kind of convince others who might actually make the final decision, you should do this or should not. So it is a critical role to play. Did you learn anything? I'm going to stay on that question for just a little bit. I promise I'm not trying to lob in some new ones, but I want to kind of understand just a little bit more on, you know, what tricks of the trade or things that you learned on the influence side. I mean, for example, don't share any personal things that related happened in that business, but was there pushback? I mean, was there, hey, we need more data before we make this decision? Or were there times where you just had to, in the prior roles, actually use some additional skills to kind of convince a business to do something? Or was it always just, okay, we'll do whatever he says?
Yeah, it's not always black and white. I mean, you've got the business aspects, you know, everybody's got, you know, there's many different functions and departments. They just assume that the product's going to be released and that it tested okay, and they're not going to get any pushback. So certainly when you're put in that position to make those hard decisions and choices, you have to be able to explain the why. You're going to have to educate those stakeholders in regards to those risks being taken, the regulations, your own company policies that you're abiding to. So I think that talks to, when you say the integrity, right, of the role and having, you know, a strong code of ethics in order to make those decisions, but to educate the other leaders within the organization, the why, it's so important.
Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah, because it gives them knowledge, but also gives them a foundation of what the right thing to do is. And then also, what would the regulatory folks make you do if they were aware of this, which is really helpful. Kind of moving on to and continuing with this kind of theme of influence on you, you know, in your current role and then past roles, who influenced you the most in your development as an expert in food safety? And I consider you an expert and food safety leader, John. Where did you learn what you know now?
Expert is a heavy title, but I appreciate that. And I would say too that, yes, you know, mom and dad, certainly dad, you know, working with him in the business influenced me early on. But, you know, throughout my journey, all of our career journeys, we've all had a helping hand in getting to where we are today. And I've been very fortunate over those years to have a great group of mentors along my path, including you, Hale. So I consider you a mentor that I can lean on. Don Grimm, former vice president of Marriott, QA and food safety, comes to mind. David Dino, who we all know was a great mentor, proactively sharing with industry best practices and opening his door, which I took advantage of very early on in another role. Another, you know, mentor is Dr. Gary Ades, just always being a phone call away to help me. And I would also say that I've, you know, proactively, you know, I've taken the time to surround myself with a wide network of QA and food safety counterparts through various industry associations, regulatory organizations that help guide me and to be able to share industry best practices or to reach out and benchmark so that, I've kind of got that pool of folks to go to lean on when I need to make a tough decision or I'm trying to learn something that I don't know. You know, food science, public health is a very wide spectrum. All of our businesses are very different. So, you know, I don't want to work in a silo or in a vacuum when I'm trying to make good decisions for the business to fit our operational model. And it's great to have folks like you, Hale, to reach out to and ask those questions.
You know, it's really interesting, and this is kind of a good take home from, you know, food safety leadership in our business is that we have a lot of the same people that I used and went to when I first started to get into food safety. My first job, you know, was at Chick-fil-A, and I had never run or been in a business. I was not a business person. I basically was a research scientist. But the two people that I had big influence on me was Dave Thino, where I did the same thing. Hey, how do you do this paradigm shift of just cook it, where everybody thinks if you just cook it, we're good, but you got all this meat coming in that's full of bacteria. You know, are there other things we should be doing? And, you know, Gary Ades, I remember Gary Ades was actually consulting for us at the time. And I'm like, he knows everything. He knows how to get this, you know, accepted by the business, you know, just that business management skill that Gary had. you know, and then I think you probably had some relationship too with Frank. I called Frank Yannis down at Disney at the time and said, hey, you know, how do you do this, you know, in the business that's very similar to ours? It was customer experience focused, big customer experience focused, family kind of oriented. What do you do? How do you do it? You know, I love that you said that you also continue that today. It's not what we did then, it's what we do now all the time. If we need to have or understand or know, and of course, I won't say you're old, but at our age, you know, we've got a lot of experience. We've talked to and worked with a lot of good people, and we've learned so much in our careers. But at the same time, we don't know it all. We can't. And we're still going out to those leaders in the business and folks who are actually just now leaving the business to kind of capture, hey, how did you do this? What did you do? You know, I think it's going to be cool when we're going to have in the future, we're going to talk to some folks have actually done that in other organizations and just get more detail on, you know, specifics on how did you make sure that this product was safe in the supply chain? You know, those are very tough questions to get someone else to do something you want them to do. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
And just another comment, what I think is pretty cool in the industry is that, you know, we don't use food safety as a competitive advantage.
Right.
And that's important. That's the only way we're going to progress. It's the only way we're going to evolve and improve our programs. And it's also important to recognize that, you know, many companies may not have a QA and food safety department. They may have a one person, a onesie, mm-hmm. with different background and intellects. Again, so it's always nice to be able to have this wide, vast of a pool of folks that have various intellects at various levels that you can lean on. And then I think two different mentors, you know, so I look at mentors like chief legal counsel at a company mm-hmm. I work for, right? How to get that legal perspective, how to partner with a CFO of an organization to learn kind of the financial aspects to build that into our justifications when we're proposing new programs. So the mentors don't just need to be in the technical field of food science. I mean, you need that, but I think it's important to spread your wings to other mm-hmm. functional areas and lean on them too.
Yeah, I love that because I learned pretty quickly. I wasn't going to accomplish anything until I talked to the folks in risk management, the folks in restaurant operations, the folks over in, you know, you name it, in the business function. If I didn't go talk to them, learn their business and understand what their needs were and what drives them, not just sales, right? Not just marketing or customer experience, but trying to fold in what we're doing into the business, not, okay, we need a food safety control. You have to do it.
Right.
How do you, this is kind of a lob in, but on that same question, but do you feel like going out and sharing? Because you do that a lot. You know, I love that about you. You're out there. I think recently you did, you brought in your CEO to the NRA to speak about how a CEO sees food safety, which I think is a first. I don't think it's been done before where someone brought in their CEO to speak about the importance of food safety.
Did.
You know, tell me a little bit about that. Do you think sharing outside of what you're doing and what you're doing inside of your business, but sharing with others out there and promoting that, you know, how does that help you, you know, with your food safety requirements and work inside the business and as a food safety leader? Do you think that's important?
Well, I thought it was important for me to, one, make sure that I've gained alignment with him and the mm-hmm. C-suite in general in regards to the commitment to food safety and having the right culture. And when I asked him if he would participate, he just said yes, where and when, and he would put it on his schedule. So again, that kind of shows you the culture. But I thought too is that as QA and food safety professionals, we always hear each other talk in these forums, which is important, but we needed that CEO's perspective, again, to bring in the business elements.
Yeah.
And like you said, you know, how do we fit these programs into the operational model? How do we do the right justification? How do we show our partnership with those other departments? How do we understand ops better? So that we're not trying to take this square peg and fit it in a round hole. So the alignment and his perspective was so helpful. And also to hear him say that he's willing to stand up and make the right decision and that he's willing to invest. None of this is free. So the finance aspect side of mm-hmm. how do we convince the leaders to invest in this area? Because we're a cost center.
Yeah.
And to look at it as preventive cost, which saves money over time. So I think it was good for the audience and the folks to hear his perspective.
Yeah.
To kind of level set and go back to their companies and take some of those tools in their arsenal to advance their programs.
Yeah, that's awesome. You're lucky that you work in at First Watch and you're kind of guarded from consultancy, because everyone that hears this is going to want to know how you do it. Because if you can
magic
get your,
dust.
That's right. If you can get that, then people are going to like tune in. And again, to me, that is the definition of food safety leadership. I mean, you can do that within a business, not just technical, but work with the business functions and even up to the C-suite. You're having that kind of influence. That is what we're talking about, because then the business actually follows your influence and leadership, and they contribute to their expertise and putting that into the business. And then you get a great brand, great food, safe food, and everybody wins. So what a great example.
We're really food safety sales leaders is what we are. We're selling food safety every day. So we have to market ourselves and work on it and articulate it. So very important.
Thank you for listening to part one of What Do Food Safety Business Leaders Do? Tune in to part two, where John and I will discuss tips for success as a food safety business leader and how to better your business.
Thank you for tuning in. Please subscribe to Food Safety Unwrapped, presented by Sani Professional. And join us next time to hear more insights from leading food safety experts on topics that are important to you. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next time.